Good evening, it's Charlie Morgan here. We've got breaking news. We have literally gotten news of a current press conference going on right now with the guy named Robert Brown. He is one of the guys convicted of doing illegal things, and we are now about to go into that press conference right now. Okay, here we're coming in right now.
Thank you, Charlie. We got a lot of things going on over here. We have convicted bad guy, Mr. Robert Brown. He's been convicted of doing bad things. We're trying to figure out exactly what happened. And it's a lot of things that's not good.
Now, is there any news that he might be going to jail anytime soon, or what's going on with that?
Yes, it's indeed he is. I'm humbly hoping that it's understood when this press conference comes in. Actually, he's on his way right now.
Hello, thank you. I know a lot of people have been trying to understand exactly what I've done. It's been proven that I have decided to kill a lot of people for the greater good.
Hi, Julie Holler from the Associated Press. Why did you kill these people? And literally, why are you even here? You should be in jail right now.
I do understand that. I do. It's just, I don't understand either. They just told me to do a press conference, and I'm breaking news because I don't know what's going on, okay? I really don't. I want to kill everybody in here right now, but I can't because I have morals. I kill for the greater good. Did I answer your question?
Don't talk to that lady like that. No, it's so, by the way, my name is John Johnson. I'm from the Johnson Corp. I've been given this case, and we have not seen anything relating to any type of crime committed. I think he's doing this for clout. If anybody agree with me, we think we're just here for a waste of time. Waste of time, because this guy is a fraud.
That is scary.
A fraud.
That's it. You know what? I admit it. I'm here.
See, I told you.
Because I'm here to introduce the 100% Random Podcast with your hosts, Dion, Markel, and Vince of the DMV here to take a ride. You know how it is. You know the fucking vibes. That's my issue I'm have right now. So fuck you, Roger.
No. It's too much hostility going on here. I'm from the Associated Press, meaning I have some type of authority.
Oh, congratulations. Because at the end of the day, I don't give a damn. But live from New York, it's not that man.
Listener discretion is advised.
Put me on some. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the 100% Random Podcast with the DMV. But the M and the V is not here today. It's just me. Hey, welcome to the solo cast of 100% Random Podcast with Deion Davis. Yeah. Everybody clap them hands. Okay. Hey, what's going on? Anyway, today's episode is going to be a little rather short. If you guys enjoy that code opening that I did, I had fun doing it. I mean, I did some vocal voices.
I did some things for you. You made some choices, changed the pitches and stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know.
I actually had fun with that. I was actually working on that since Thursday. And while I'm recording this, it's actually Sunday. When I'm on call at my job, I never know exactly when I'm going to be able to finish something. Lucky enough, this week, it's cool. I mean, it's literally the first week of the new year. And so far, everybody's busy. And that's a good thing because you got to be busy in the beginning of the year because you can't be lazy. You can't be doing this, can't be doing that, can't cry about, oh no, when is it going to be over? It just started. It's just started. 2020 just started. And today's episode, I want to just talk about the things that is coming up, planned for Fuavo, my production company, also 100% Random Podcast, which is produced by Fuavo, part of the Fuavo Podcast Network that I'm slowly trying to work on because I want to bring people who want to do podcasts, who need somebody to produce their stuff, or need somebody to help edit their things. And, you know, I want to be that one to help them out. And, you know, they get the little label at the end, the 4-Hour Podcast label. You know what I'm saying? You know the fucking vibes. But today's episode is mainly just to talk about 4-Hour, talk about the podcast. And, you know, I'm going to be here for another, like, 10, maybe 15 minutes, and then you can go home. Okay, class is going to be really quick this week because we got a lot going on. I know it's the new year, and we're going to be fine. Class, it's going to be okay. All right. So, to start everything off, let's get on the ads. Ad, please. Oh, ad music. Get your ass over here. Today's episode has been brought to you by Audible. If you use our code, audibletrial.com/4avo, that's F-O-U-A-V-O, you get a 30-day free trial and also two free audiobooks of your choice. They have scripted programs and great libraries of audiobooks to listen to, just like a podcast. So go use that, you know, that link, audibletrial.com/4avo, because I said so. And returning from the wonderful space of the world. So 4-Hour is literally it's an idea that I had back in 2016. 2016, 4-Hour used to be called just 4-Hour Music when I was just dealing with audio. I was producing podcasts at the time, and I was trying to dabble with, you know, the mastering of music. And also on the visual side, I had my it was called This Is Dion 14 Productions, which was mainly my YouTube stuff, and I was doing things on YouTube back 2016. Actually, I was doing YouTube like since 2010, like making videos and whatever. I've been on YouTube since 07. I was a youngin on there before. Now today, youngins on YouTube has like these vlog channels, these family channels. Back then, we had like little funny videos. Now you got like these highly produced vlogs that really are just scripted, just ads throughout the whole entire thing. But that's besides the fact. But when I started all of this stuff, I was really like, when I started the 4-Hour thing, I was really kind of, it was a bad situation at that time. But I was trying to do this 4-Hour Music and then just do this Dion 14 Productions, where I'm doing, like, you know, making videos for people, commercials, and trying to make music videos and scripted content, you know, movies, TV. I didn't really start trying to get into making more TV, like really, really trying to make movies and TV shows until like 2018, because when I decided to go into Full Sail University. But from that alone, I was just trying to say, like, I was trying to figure out, like, so what I'm going to do with 4-Hour? What is 4-Hour? Because I hated every time I was trying to do any type of professional work. I was like, well, my company or my little production label or whatever I'm trying to label myself as, it's called This Dion 14 Productions. Now, that's a username that I had on YouTube when I started on YouTube. Obviously, my name is Dion. This is Dion. My favorite number is 14 because I was born April 14th, 1994. So, when you think about it, what does 4-Hour mean? 4-Hour. So, F-O-U-R. April's very own. Drop the R. 4-Hour. So, that's how 4-Hour became. And then I was like, all right, well, this Dion 14 Productions became 4-Hour Visuals. And then I was still labeling things as 4-Hour Music when I was still doing music stuff. And then it just turned around where I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Everything would be 4-Hour. And then I was to keep 4-Hour Music as a back burner because I don't want to focus on it. So, in the next maybe few, makes mainly this year, I'm planning on trying to get the foundation figured out for the next few years. So what I decided to do a few months ago, I was like, all right, let me sit down and try to figure out what I want to do with 4-Hour. Because right now, the only thing that's being produced by 4-Hour, which is everything's being produced under me, is the 100% Random Podcast. And also all those little video projects that I have in the back burner that I'm still currently writing or still trying to get out of pre-production. And then also in the same time, you know, with 4-Hour, we're also a collective as a whole, because, you know, you got Markel with his RSO stuff, and, you know, RSO is a movement, and, you know, I'm part of that a little bit, and I talked to him a few weeks ago about, you know, hey, if you want to start handling things with Wavo Music whenever I get things off the ground or whatever, and he said, yeah, he'd be interested. And, you know, then I want to talk to Vince about, like, stuff with Visco and, you know, kind of collaborating things with the commerce part of Wavo, because I have designs and stuff. I'm trying to think of the word I'm thinking about. I always had done things in graphic design. That's one of the reasons why I feel as though I have the ability to do more than just one thing. That's why I decided to become a digital cinematographer from Full Sail University, because you have that ability to do everything. You have the ability to shoot, edit, when it comes to video, audio, graphic, everything. You have literally every little thing that you can do. You can be a one-man production. And that's all I've been doing since I was making, like, content every single day in 2010 to 11. Like, I made daily vlogs on a little iPod Touch. And then I went from an iPod Touch to an iPhone. And then from an iPhone to whatever the fuck I got now. So, eventually I will bring back vlogs. But there's nothing to vlog about. I mean, at the half part of 2020, there will be things to vlog about. And then definitely in 2021, I'm getting married. So there's a lot of things happening from, like, at least the second quarter of 2020 all the way to May 2021. So it's a lot of things that's going to be happening, and I'm excited for it. And, you know, I want to be able to go back and, like, you know, document my life, because that's one thing when I was doing the vlog channel. It was called This Damn 14-2. I think it's still up there, but I vlogged literally basically every single day from my junior to senior year. And, you know, throughout those 2 years, there was a lot going on, and you can see a big progression of my life. And that was the early on stages before vlogs became more of like a commercial type thing, where you got, you know, vlog channels talking about, well, what's going on, fellas? How's it going, my bros? Hey, go buy my merch and then this and that, blow, 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 blah, blah, blah. No, back then, I would just talk about, hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on, fam? See you tomorrow day. And I would just talk about my day. And, you know, I like those, like, formats where you have your camera, you talk to the camera, you talk to the audience. Even though I really didn't get a lot of views back then, I still don't today, but I had other things I was doing on YouTube besides the vlog channel. I was trying to make, kind of scripted type organized vlogs with This Damn 14 rants. And then I had the This Damn 14 podcast. And then I had, everything was always This Damn 14 rants, reviews, this, that, third. Because, like, I was doing so many things and I didn't know how to control or somehow understand that the audience is going to be difficult to come listen to your stuff. And, you know, it wasn't until like 3-4 years later when I had to go through a lot of personal things, and I had to, you know, have this epiphany on life, that, you know, everything that I have is not supposed to be given to me. And even if it is given to me, I have to somehow enjoy the moment, or if the moment goes away, just hope to God that it will come back. And then that's how a lot of the things that have happened in my life from 2016 to today has been a journey. And, you know, it's really complicated to talk about most of it. Eventually I might, if I have the balls to do it. No, if I have the time and I really, you know, want to explain it. It's not a lot of it's not bad things. It's just, you know, it's just things that you go through adulthood. And, you know, I mentioned in some parts in the podcast, and I know Markel and Vince, eventually when they come on, they'll, you know, talk about stuff that they went through. And that's one thing, that's like a few episodes I want to do this year where we're just talking about, like, life. Because on Markel and Vince's side, they both are, like, Markel's already a father, you know, and then Vince is about to be a father, and, you know, they can talk about their early stages of fatherhood, and then I might be able to see if I want my grandfather to come on, or my dad, or anybody else that I know who's already a father, and maybe mothers or what else, as well, like that. I want to be able to have people talk about certain things, and I might want to do that around the time, like Mother's Day, or Father's Day, or maybe just any other holidays going on, but I want to be able to do more, you know, serious type shit on this podcast, even though we cuss a lot and we talk about stupid things. And there's a lot of space on these podcasts that there's a lot of podcasters out here, and everybody's opinion matter. Everybody has a different opinion. My opinion may not be better than most. My opinion, it may be like completely random or confusing to most people. But I have the ability to, you know, either persuade somebody's a judgment on certain things, or maybe just give insight, or maybe, you know, I might listen to somebody else say something about what they've been going through, and they might change up on theirs. And that's one thing when we do have guests, which most likely there's going to be other guests on in 2020. Usually there's going to be questions asking about, you know, where they're at in their lives. Because I know in the beginning there are going to be some local artists who are here who do either our music or their and some type of other creative, that we could talk to them about, like, what's your inspiration? What's the reason why you do this? What is that? And then, you know, something occasionally like, hey, what's your favorite type of ice cream? You know, there has to be some type of balance. And that's one thing that I'm excited for the podcast in 2020. And there's going to be a big change coming up, and already it's going to be hard because I'm the only one really doing the production type stuff, and I have to be every little thing. I have to be the production assistant. I have to be the production assistant of the production assistant. I have to be that because I'm the one who literally have to go around and search audio, search for content, search for stuff. And, you know, occasionally, you know, Markel and Vince gives me some ideas that, you know, I'll be like, that's some decent shit we could talk about on the podcast. And then we'll do it. And that's about it, really. I have nothing else to say about it. I'm excited for the podcast in 2020. There's going to be some changes by the end of the month because we're going to be updating the logos and stuff. And we're trying to let people know who they're listening to, because it's one thing with podcasts that you don't get a chance to see people. You know, there's always something that changes your mind on what you're listening to, or gives you like a personal insight when you see who you're talking, where you see that you'll see who you are actually talking. Wait, you see people who are actually talking about what they're saying. Cause that's why I want to try to do one of the, at least one podcast, where we actually recording it, using the camera. We might do it live, but how we talk and how we do things, sometimes it's kind of slow. And then the power of editing, it changes it. The power of editing. Yeah. But for Avo, that's a little backstory for Avo. It's a bigger story how it started, the name at least, and then the idea that decided to, I'm gonna give a little recap real quick. So when I decided to change for Avo, this day on 14 production to for Avo Visuals, I was actually a club promoter, and I was, you know, I was making content for a club, for a nightclub, and I like putting my logos on things. But my logo had, it's like a pow symbol, and then right next to it, it had like this Dion 14 Productions. Now, when you are in a nightclub and you made like a promo video, and then your shit at the end of it says this Dion 14 Productions at the end of it, you'd be like, so what the fuck is that, bro? What was that? So when I was already doing the stuff with 4avo Music, and it hit me, I was like, I like this logo. Because I made the logo. It was rather simple. It was just a shape. I added the pink color, the pinkish purplish color, because for some reason, when you see that logo, even though I have different variations of the logo, but when you see it, you kind of think of like, huh, it's a really simplistic, it was really simple. It's a really simple logo. It just faux Avo, and you know, you got the little the thing in the middle, and then it's pink. You know, it's pink purple. It's a purplish pink. So when you see it, you'd be like, oh, that looks nice. And then you got also future-proofed it. Like, what if I had it as like a sign? Everything's lighted. You know, the white's lighted and everything like that. And you know, I was just thinking out the box. You know, and then when it got to that point where I'm like, well, let me change Foavo visuals to just Foavo. At that time, I wasn't really doing, at that time, it was like the end of my musical career, even though I only produced a few things, but it was like the end of it, and I'm like, I know when I started this, I was having fun, you know, mastering the songs for people, and, you know, the little backstories behind those are kind of long to explain, which I'm not going to, but I was just like, yo, let me just change Foavo visuals just to Foavo, and then I'll just do everything as Foavo. When I'm doing any type of work, it's a Foavo production. It's this and that and this and the third. But yeah, I ain't got nothing else to say though. But anyway, I would really do appreciate if you guys give a follow on everything. Or I created a website a while ago. Right now I'm kind of cool with the username. I was just kind of call it 100random.com, which is not possible. But if you go to 100random.ucraft.net, that's 100random.u, the letter U, CRAFT.net, then you basically go into our podcast website, which it just says 100% random on it. And then it shows our faces, you know, our names. And eventually I'm going to put links to our social medias, but then later on, maybe in a few months, you'll start seeing more things added on, you know, events that might be happening that we are doing personally. If Vince has like a pop-up shop happening somewhere where people can buy his stuff from Visco, if Markel is selling some of his comic books, you know, it's always going to be something that if they want it on there, then you can see it. You know, any type of events, any type of things that are going on that's related to the podcast or related to us personally will be on here so everybody can see if they want to. I'm just, you know, thinking outside the box. You got to future-proof shit, because if you don't future-proof it, then when it happens, it's just going to turn to shit real quick. So with that being said, I'm a great go. I really do hope you enjoy this. How many minutes of this podcast is already? How about the podcast be? 22 minutes. So if you enjoyed this past 22 minutes of my annoying-ass voice, please give a follow. And we will see you Tuesday, because we're back to our scheduled programming. We'll see you Tuesday and next Friday here on the 100% Random Podcast. Stay blessed. And just remember, you know, it's going to be okay. Mic dropping now, boy.
Ooh.
See, I thought it was going to work, but I didn't drop it on the floor because I'm like, it's an expensive microphone. All right, bye.
Robert Brown here.
Hey, what are you doing?
Save me,
hey,
please.
What are you doing? Get over here. Hey, get off that microphone. You better
please.
Get off that mic.
Please call the police.
Yeah, you better get out of here. Oh, snap.
A Foavo podcast.